We're going to go now to our wonderful talk show host in Georgia, Martha Zoller. Hello, Martha. Welcome and Happy New Year. And I hope you had a very Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you, too. Yeah, I was listening to what you were saying, and I think that's partly true, that especially because the baby boomer generation is quickly becoming the largest part of the generation, you know, they don't want to move as often. I mean, you know, it's harder to move as you get older, but there's some decision. Like, I have 87-year-old in-laws, and, you know, we're probably going to have a conversation with them soon. They live close to us, but they live in a 7,000-square-foot house on the lake, and it's getting to be a lot for them. So there are those decisions. But I will tell you, three of my four children have moved up in housing this year, have made a change to buy more house or to move this year. So, and it's been because of better jobs.
Right. So they are apparently counter to the trend, because the report has just come out that says that in general, measuring movement of all Americans, that it's down versus where it was. So
yeah, people, you know, I think are more invested in, I think our generation, Lisa, was willing to move to where the job was. More this generation, I've noticed, wants a lot more related to lifestyle.
Yes.
You know, they find a lifestyle they like, and then they make it work.
And not only that, a lot of them are not interested in moving out to the suburb. They're interested in taking their urban environment and making it more livable for their future.
Yeah, but they want their parents to keep their house with the big yard.
I know. Now, I thought you said they want their parents to keep subsidizing it. That too.
No, but the house with the big yard, so they can come and visit and have all the things that they had when they were growing up. You know, the tree house and the property and, you know, all the stuff.
You know, it's so interesting, because I just spent a bunch of days with my sister and a lot of her friends. And so we're talking about a lot of people in their late 50s, early 60s. And they're particularly I'm thinking of several women that are very entrepreneurial, that have built very successful businesses. And they were complaining that the younger generation doesn't work as hard as they used to in general. And now that I'm reaching that age, Martha, I wonder if the complaints are those that our parents had about us, that every generation has about the, you know, the newcomers coming up, that they don't seem to be working hard as they used to, or if there is a reality aspect of the fact that the next generation coming up really doesn't want to work as hard as we did, because I know I worked like a slave for many, many years. So I don't know.
Well, I think there's always been this sort of kids today, you know, they just don't do the things the way we do.
Right.
And I will say, I grew up, I became of age in Atlanta at a time when Atlanta was booming. I mean, it's still doing great, but I mean, really booming. And what the rule of thumb was that you could afford, you know, it was always expensive to live in town. The difference is kids want to live in town now. And what we did is we didn't mind driving an hour and a half to work. We didn't mind driving an hour to work if we got more house and it meant we could live in the suburbs. But you're right that younger people, I mean, I have my daughter walks to work. My son can walk to work. He's got three small children now, so they have to go to preschool, so they don't walk to work, but they have less than a mile drive.
That's amazing.
To get to where they're going. And they very much want that lifestyle. And you know what? It's kind of like the differences, and I don't know if you see this in your faith with synagogues, but it's kind of like I grew up in a very small church, but my generation, when we were raising our kids, we wanted big churches with lots of young people programs. And so I raised my kids at what would be called a mega church, at 3,000 members.
Wow.
And but all my children are going to small churches again. So I don't know if it's a cyclical thing that you know, that kids always think they want different than what their parents had. There are a lot of young people that think their parents worked too much. There's a lot of people in their 20s and 30s that think their parents were always working.
Well, and that may be the case. I mean, may be very, very well true. I personally think that the revitalization of our urban centers by millennials, I think they're onto something, because I think for older people who don't want to depend as much on driving, to have those urban centers be places of safety and convenience are wonderful for our generation to go to as we age. I'm really grateful that they're doing that.
Did you happen to catch Saturday Night Live a couple of weeks ago when Eddie Murphy was on again? Did you catch that?
I did, and then I watched it afterwards again to see the pieces that I missed. In other words, so, I watched some of it, and then I watched it again.
He did the spoof of, you know, Mr. Robinson.
Yes.
And talked about the word gentrification.
Yes.
You know, and
yes.
It's the magic word that the white people move in and poof, the black people disappear.
I know.
And it one of the challenges, and there's articles every week in the AJC about this, that people who have traditionally lived in these neighborhoods are really happy that the neighborhoods are safer and there's families moving back in, but they're unhappy that their property taxes are going up, because what comes along with neighborhoods getting better is the values go up and they become more, you know, and again, you're happy when you sell it, you're just not happy when you have to pay property tax every year.
Well, and there's a resentment, because the resentment is that when a lot of black people live there, they didn't have the services and the attention that they got from, let's say, police and fire. But now that the white people are there, all of a sudden, if something goes wrong, yes, the fire hydrant is put out. And yes, you know, the police are actually responding to a report of a burglary. So there's a lot of racial resentment as well.
There is. There's no doubt about that. And, you know, we're not a perfect world, but I think we have laws that are fair in general. If humans are applying those laws, sometimes they're not 100% fair.
Yeah.
But we have to keep working for that, right?
We definitely do. So I am talking about 2020 for me personally as the year of vision and clarity. I love that it's 2020. I love that I, you know, can take that year and measure it to my vision. I don't have 2020 vision in real life. I'm a bit nearsighted, and I think I've been a little nearsighted in my personal life too. So I'm talking about being brave, facing the things I haven't wanted to face in my own life to be able to go forward, beginning with long delayed mammographies, making sure that I don't get on the scale because, God forbid, I don't want to ruin my mood. I've decided, nope, I'm going to get on that scale and face whatever it is. I've decided this is my resolution for the year, Martha. We're chatting with Martha Zoller. I am going to face the world clearly this year, whatever may come. That is my resolution.
Yeah, and for me, I had my knee replaced the end of November, and so for me, it's about strength and health, you know, being as strong and as healthy as I can be so that I can have the wherewithal to do all the things you're talking about.
Did you only do one knee? Are you going to do the next?
I just did one knee. I was supposed to have the other knee done, but now that I've had the really bad one done, the other knee's not hurting so bad. So.
Oh.
We'll just kind of, I'm going for my follow-up appointment on Thursday, and we'll see what happens then.
Did you ever have a New Year's resolution that you recall, Martha, that is something that you really kept to?
Oh, Lord have mercy. Every year it was like about losing weight. I was so focused, through my 20s and 30s of that always being that. And then, you know, what I try to do now is focus on health, but also really be, you know, there's more important things in life, and we've got to be better people. I got the nicest note today from a listener about, you know, what she how much she liked the show and how I was strong, but I listened to other people. And we have a segment on Fridays where I have this Democrat on from the area that we talk about things, but that we get along.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what I was trying to accomplish. And it was so nice that this lady took the time to write me a note. And I changed my life this year because it wasn't a resolution per se, but I got back to basics and I am not spending so much time, just beating myself up all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I changed my life this year as far as time and talent and that kind of thing. And so 2019's been a great year for me. And I think 2020 is going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a lot of fun. You know, soon we're going to be referring to the 20s and the 30s as this century, and not having gotten used to the 20th century and the 1930s and the 1940s and the 50s. That's an odd transition as well, culturally.
Yep.
I've been thinking
about
that.
No, it is. And it's been a little hard for us that, you know, I was born in 1959. So You know, I still have to kind of think, okay, it's 2019, mm-hmm. 2020. And 2020 seemed like such a long way. I remember on Y2K, which was 1999 New Year's, my uncle, who was from India originally, he said, I think we all ought to be together on this New Year's Eve because we don't know what's going to happen with the power grid.
Isn't that
and of
something?
Course, it turned out to be
a big
it turned out to be nothing.
Right.
But it was interesting, and it was one of the most fun New Year's Eves because we were all together on New Year's Eve.
Yes.
And then the power didn't go out.
Well, Happy New Year to you, sweetheart.
Happy New Year to you, too.
All right.
Thank you, Lisa.
Martha Zoller on the Lisa Wexler Show. We'll be right back.